You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled. You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
The board has made a clear decision. Facebook initial suspension of President Trump was correct. That's very clear. But also we're saying that an indefinite ban was not acceptable. And the reason why that is not acceptable is because Facebook actually failed to follow its own rules on removing harmful content by choosing an indefinite suspension.
What? Somebody's ordering the tequila on Cinco de Mayo? That's the co-chair of the federal, I should say, correction, the Facebook Oversight Committee. Might as well be federal because the Democrats are in control and you know the game they're playing. This all comes down to Facebook taking Trump off Facebook and, of course, shutting down all of his social media platforms, accusing him of that January 6th riot at the Capitol, saying he was inciting and causing folks to go on riots and trash and burn and kill. No, I'm sorry. None of that happened, though. None of that happened. We did have folks wrongly force their way into police, battle police, go inside the Capitol, and then began to vandalize and steal various things. And they're wrong for doing so. But because Trump held a rally that day and then said, let's go down there and let these lawmakers know that we don't think the election was fair, they want to say he was inciting the riot. Did you hear the left say anything at all like that about Maxine Waters, Congresswoman Waters, the other day when she travels from her state of California to go to Minnesota to pander and cry out, we are not going to be satisfied. We're going to continue to be in the streets. We're going to have to get more confrontational. If we don't get the verdict we want, reference Derek Chauvin. Guilty, guilty, guilty. Has she been shut down from social media? Ay, what a stupid question I bothered to ask you, right? Listen, we're going to spend a lot of time on this Facebook oversight ruling and trying to give you a better handle on what's actually at stake. Keep in mind, Facebook itself set up this oversight board. Now, they thought if we put it in place, we will still have control over it. And I'm not so sure that's not true even now. So they're going to allow Trump to be off for another 6 months. And then by then, the Facebook will have to reevaluate. Did anything get accomplished? This is a prime issue for you. It's a First Amendment issue. But progressives and state-controlled media use the First Amendment only to protect their speech, not your speech. In fact, they use whatever they can in the First Amendment to take away your First Amendment rights. Make no mistake about that. We're going to be joined later also over the next 2 hours by Giancarlo Canapero, heritage judicial expert on how corporate media, that would include the social media, but also companies like Coke, Delta, so forth, are trying to conceal, the best they can, they're trying to conceal just how radical and extreme the Biden White House is. And yet, at the same time, there are progressives that are upset that Biden is not radical enough. There's going to be a push come to shove, and then we'll see who ends up on the floor this time around. And, of course, Biden has plans to send a lot more money to the Northern Triangle countries, those nations, thinking then they will keep their people in their nation. They won't be traveling all across from their countries through Mexico to come to our border and into our country, that we will buy them off. That money never gets to the citizens. That money never gets to the citizens. That's why Trump shut it down. We were giving them money to help them reestablish their economies. He shut it down because it was being abused, misused. It's going to government officials and drug cartels. And we're going to look at that as well before we're wrapped up today. And you remember yesterday I told you about the Bidens visiting former President Jimmy Carter and the First Lady? With some of the pictures that came out, everybody looked at what were they trying? Are the Bidens giants? Are the Carters miniature people? Are our eyes deceiving us? You wouldn't think that was a big deal. I thought the bigger deal was that there they were sitting with two 90-plus-year-old people. Neither President Biden nor the First Lady had her mask on. We got a lot to cover the next 2 hours. It's Cinco de Mayo. I'm ready for tequila. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
If you think disinfecting a home or office for COVID is way too expensive, I've got great news for you. Wellington Environmental can disinfect most homes for less than $300. I know you were thinking the cost would be two, three, maybe four times as much. Wellington can professionally disinfect most homes for less than $300. Cost for most offices, not much higher. You get the same professional treatment that Wellington provides hospitals and nursing homes. Also, Wellington is selling professional fogging devices. The cost, $500. But say you heard about it from Larry Connors and save $100. Here's a phone number to schedule Wellington to treat your home or office. 314-644-4930. I urge you to get on the schedule early. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Be well with Wellington. Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Well, I started out with $1 lone dollar, gambled with a man and I won me another, bought me a gun and I robbed my brother. I'm bad, but I don't care, boys, gonna be a millionaire.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
This is basically, I think, a nightmare situation for Facebook. They set up this oversight board, purportedly independent, to basically make the difficult decisions for them. But what has happened here now is that the board has said, well, you guys were right to suspend Trump at the time in the immediate aftermath of the insurrection, but we're not so sure you were right to suspend him forever, and has now given the company 6 months, so until November, to figure out if Trump should be suspended or not.
So Facebook has a nightmare. Oh, my God, I'm so sorry. Facebook has a nightmare. That's Donnie O'Sullivan, a CNN analyst, and says, looking at what the decision was today regarding Facebook, if it did what it should have done, if it was improper in suspending, actually banning Trump, not suspending, banning Trump, on the pretext that he was trying to incite the Capitol Hill riot, which is a lie. But don't let the facts get in the way of a good story. They let their Facebook oversight board, as you heard Donnie O'Sullivan say, make the tough judgments for them. I point out again, as he said, Facebook itself created that oversight board. Now just imagine this. I bring you in and I tell you, I want you to look over everything I do on a constant basis and call me on bad things I do and stop me if I'm out of line and come in and make noise anytime you want and get in my face and tell me I'm stupid, I'm an idiot. You're going to stand in line for that, by the way, if that's your plan. But if I hire you under that condition, do I really think that's what you're going to do, that you're going to come in and call balls and strikes against me? I gave you the damn job. This is exactly, this takes me back to years of college, years and years and years and years and Well, I'm still reading by candlelight in the log cabin, but I was in college, and I remember a professor on one of the ones I had reference. We were studying basically government and regulations and regulatory committees. Now, I may sound boring to you. I found it fascinating. And here's a point he made that has always stuck with me. Government ends up creating various regulatory agencies, such as we're going to have an institution, a government arm that's going to regulate trucking industry. Okay, yeah, let's get some control as to what they're doing, how they're doing it, how big they are, things of this nature, and not just deal with states and some of their concerns, but the overall picture. And he said pretty soon what they end up doing is hiring folks who have worked for trucking companies, maybe going right from the company right to the regulatory board. They can't lose their baggage of what they were before. It carries with them. And they know that. It is akin, my friend, to putting the fox in the proverbial chicken house. You're going to count on the fox to protect the chickens at night from what? Maybe another fox. So I didn't have much faith in this Facebook oversight board, but, you know, they're playing the little game, so let's play it with them. So here's what happened today. The Facebook oversight board decided to uphold the ban, an indefinite ban on former President Trump. Reaction quickly coming from various quarters, of course. The former chief of staff for President Trump, Mark Meadows, said, "It's a sad day for America. It's a sad day for Facebook because I can tell you a number of members of Congress are now looking at, do they break up Facebook? Do they make sure they don't have a monopoly?" And I can tell you that it's two different standards. One for Donald Trump, one for a number of other people that are on their sites. You know that. You know that. We see it constantly. I mean, when Facebook, Twitter, and the rest of them allow the Ayatollah of Iran or some of the rest of those henchmen over there to call out and say we want to destroy America, kill Americans, they don't bother taking it down. When you get places like the New York Times giving editorial comments and basically praising terrorists, letting them have not their own opinion page, give me a break. Corey Lewandowski, longtime political advisor for Trump, said, "Facebook and Twitter have clearly established two different sets of rules. One, if you're a conservative or a Republican or have a different ideology than them, and one, if you're a liberal." We know that. Senator Marsha Blackburn, Republican, Tennessee, "Facebook's decision to uphold its ban on President Trump is extremely disappointing. It is clear that Mark Zuckerberg views himself as the arbiter of free speech." And before I leave Facebook, I want to read something to you from Twitter CFO. The Twitter CFO is stating that, no, that's not Jack Dorsey, he's a founder. The CFO reads and reaffirming what Twitter is going to do, reference Trump. He says there's been no changes to anything we've shared in the past around the former president's account. "When you step back and think about our policies, we work hard to be consistent, to be transparent, so people know exactly what to expect from us. We don't have an oversight board like that. Our team is accountable for the decisions we make. There's no change to anything we've talked about in the past." Twitter permanently banned, I should say blacklisted, Donald Trump's account January 8, 2021. That was after Facebook and Instagram indefinitely blacklisted Trump. Facebook and Instagram, indefinite blacklist suspension removed. Twitter had at that time said, no, forever and ever and ever, we're not going to allow him on. And they say, we're not going to reverse our decision, and we don't need no stupid oversight board to give us direction. I'll bet Zuckerberg is thinking, boy, that was not wise of us. We should just say, we'll do what we want to. I own the company. Well, there's another member of this director of the board, Facebook Board of Oversight, the actual director, I should say, of the entire Board of Oversight. He was appearing on an interview, and the question, obviously, is explain again. And as you guys were looking through all this, you were looking at all the information, supposedly, and then you saw that Facebook banned Trump, and as you are the director of the Facebook Board of Oversight, was there any indecision?
The decision is very clear insofar as, the board has found that the suspension of former President Trump was necessary to keep people safe, that the actions of the former president encouraged and legitimized violence and constituted what the board has termed a severe violation of the Facebook rules. The board has also said, obviously, that an indefinite suspension, is contrary to what should be clear and consistent and transparent rules, and that having an arbitrary penalty like that actually impedes and potentially affects freedom of expression rights for users around the world. So within 6 months, and that I stress the fact that it's within 6 months rather than up to 6 months, but within 6 months, obviously Facebook needs to re-examine that indefinite suspension, and it needs to come back and impose a new penalty that is consistent with its own rules.
I hope you didn't go to sleep during that, because it was pretty damn boring, wasn't it? But I thought, I'm not going to edit it. I do not want to be accused. Oh, you left out something where he went on and on and on. And then that basically saying we decided they were right to suspend him. But they violated their own rule. You can't just do it forever. You got to do it under better rules, regs, so forth. So somebody in the back room right now is rewriting those as I speak. Bottom line was, yes, Facebook was wrong, but we're going to continue it for at least another 6 months. The board giving Facebook 6 months to review the arbitrary indefinite ban and admitted, yes, the company violated its own rules. Now, you heard him say, because we needed to keep the public safe. They're building on that lie. I told you on January 6th when that Capitol riot went down, that was going to be put in your face forever. I would have no problem with that because I'm against it, but what the problem is that the leftists, the progressives, ignore, encourage, accept what we saw on the streets across the nation this last summer, that still continue. So President Trump, former President Trump, what's he got to say about it? Well, you can imagine. He has a new communications platform he's using. It's not Facebook, it's not Twitter and so forth, but you can't really get on it. You can't add anything. And it's not, it just basically comes from the desk of Donald J. Trump is what it's called. It allows him to post comments, images, videos, allows followers to share his former posts to Twitter and Facebook. It does not have a feature so you can reply and engage with Trump's post. It is, again, titled, From the Desk of Donald J. Trump. So what he says is what Facebook, Twitter, and Google have done is a total disgrace and an embarrassment to our country. Free speech has been taken away from the President of the United States because of the radical left. Lunatics are afraid of the truth, but the truth will come out anyway, bigger and stronger than before. Yes, sir, I certainly hope you're right. And he also says big tech companies need to pay a political price, and that is exactly what conservatives are lining up to do. Decide, what are we going to do now? How are we going to go after these guys? They think they're above reproach. Maybe we bring their butts back in here, set them down, and say, here are your new rules. Donnie O'Sullivan again, CNN analyst. As you heard, the director of the Board of Oversight, Thomas Hughes, explained, yes, the decision is quite clear, is made to keep everybody safe, but they violated the rules. And Sullivan, you heard in the beginning, saying this is a nightmare for Facebook because they got to decide what they're going to do. So the question again referenced Donnie O'Sullivan, CNN analyst at this point. What's the next act?
What's going to happen next? Well, it's all back on Facebook. It's all back on Zuckerberg, and it's going to create a public debate. I'm sure we'll hear from Trump saying that he should be allowed back on, from Democrats saying he shouldn't be. But all the pressure and the decision is now on Zuckerberg.
Yep, it is. But I don't know that he's feeling that much pressure, to be quite honest. He's probably sitting over there laughing. I do want to call this to your attention. And again, this is indicative of progressives. Black Lives Matter has a new demand on its website, stating Trump has always used his digital media platforms recklessly, irresponsibly to spread lies and disinformation. Now it is clear that ever that his digital media is also used to incite violence and promote its continuation. He must be stopped from encouraging his mob and further endangering our communities. So they want him banned forever. This is Black Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter, by the way, has been guilty of the very same things they just said that Trump was doing. You know they have. But their demands, first convict Trump from future political office so he can't get back in, and then ban him forever from these platforms. And you're next, my friend. You're next. And Joe Biden, don't think you're safe either. Because Joe Biden, even while you're trying to be so woke and progressive, many on your side, or at least near you, do not like what you're doing. I'll explain.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Well, of course, with the indefinite Facebook ban for President Trump at this time, the Democrats are joyous, happy in the streets again. Democrats, Schiffless and Omar, celebrating the indefinite Trump ban. They're so very happy. As Adam Schiffless from California said, there's no constitutional protection for using social media to incite an insurrection. I'm going to agree with that. But the problem is, as you well know, is that they only look at it from one side. If you really mean it, that means a lot of these others that are up there should be pulled down. They can get on their Twitter account, even if they're a big Hollywood star or Facebook or whatever, and talk about chopping Trump's head off, turning his youngest son over to a bunch of pedophiles, and that doesn't sound out of line just a little bit, maybe? And, of course, what happened this last week regarding Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina being called Uncle Tim. I'm going to get to that again before we wrap up this hour. But I mentioned a moment ago, going into the break, that Joe Biden who's trying so hard to be a progressive left. I mean, he has given away his Catholic religion in the sense of his religion says no abortion. He supported the Hyde Amendment, which took care of making sure no federal dollars went for abortions. But, of course, to win the White House, he had to change. So, well, that was then, this is now. And he's doing everything else he could change. And remember, the first thing he did, of course, was sign and cut thousands of jobs down, the Keystone XL pipeline. And not just those directly on the pipeline, but those following it along and moving into towns and bringing businesses for money for hotels and restaurants, all of that. I ask again, has anyone given any of those pipe layers, those workers that probably were making north of $30 an hour or close to it, are they giving them any job like that? No, of course not. But the Law 360 website, looking at Biden's first 100 days in office, point out that he made a, quote, slew of campaign promises. Now, this group wants to reduce incarceration rates and do several other things. It's kind of like the also go ahead and defund police, break police up, break up the Border Patrol and everything else. They're not happy. In fact, the director of one of these organizations says, I'm outraged the Biden administration is ignoring advice from lawmakers, legal community, criminal justice organizations. It's just mind-boggling we're having this conversation, or repeated conversations I personally have had for decades. We thought with Joe Biden in there, we're going to get everything we want. Well, they're still going to be pushing. Don't think they're going to go away. Speaking of pushing, you have to worry if Biden gets accidentally pushed down and helped by falling, I can't get up. Vice President Harris will be right there in a moment. Maybe even very close by when the accident happens. No, they're not happy. They don't think he's doing enough on criminal justice reform. They don't think he's doing enough to help illegals coming into the country. They don't think he's doing enough to anyone except, well, really no one. They don't think he's doing anything for anyone. Coming up, Giancarlo Canapero, heritage judicial expert, how the corporate media is trying to hide just how extreme the Biden White House is.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
I'm sure many of you do enjoy entertaining guests. I mean, it's your nature to be hospitable, but we all draw the line at unwelcome guests. You know, those that come in tramping around, oh, they're 6 feet, 8 feet, more. And when that happens, you do not want to delay. Call Rottler Pest Solutions immediately. Now, I started using Rottler more than 30 years ago because I wanted professionals. Rottler knows what is needed and at the same time will make sure that your family and pets are safe. Rottler is still family-owned and operated for 3 generations, protecting homes and businesses. 3 generations. That's impressive. So when you want to safely, expertly get rid of ants, spiders, and other critters, call Rottler Pest Solutions, 877-ROTTLER, or you can check their website, rottler.com, 877-ROTTLER, 877-ROTTLER, Rottler Pest Solutions, rottler.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So if you look overall at what you see with the Biden White House, the administration in general, and all the various cabinet appointments he's made and plans to do for the future, you might think, well, boy, this guy is being pretty extreme and radical. And yet you may not still see the full picture. Why? Well, because corporate media trying to hide Biden's administration's culture war extension. They want you to believe that Biden's on the sidelines. I don't think you believe that, but they do have a game plan to convince you of it. Joining us now, Giancarlo Canapero with the Heritage Foundation, judicial expert. Glad to have you on board again, sir.
Thank you, Larry.
So I was looking at a piece that you and a colleague wrote, reference this very point. And I'll let you take it based off of what I just read on some of your openings. Let's begin with corporate media. Who are you discussing when you say corporate media?
Yeah, it's good to draw that distinction because you've got two different branches of left-leaning media that are spinning two different narratives. You've got really very, very radical progressive outlets on the left that are celebrating the Biden's really radical agenda. But you've got the left-wing bigger players, and I'm talking about the Washington Post, the New York Times, Politico, and USA Today, and they have all written articles, and Washington Post has published multiple of these, and they all take the position that Biden is not actually doing anything radical at all. In fact, he's avoiding the culture wars. And it's very strange that you've got this conflict between left-wing media and really left-wing media and the corporate media. So, you know, and I have been studying Biden's executive actions as part of my ongoing research. And what I have seen there is the most extreme left use of executive power in American history. So we have dozens of executive orders, more than any other president has ever put out in this period of time. He has made the entire federal government focus on what he calls racial equity, which means the government doesn't treat people equally, but puts a thumb on the scale in favor of whatever racial group it decides to favor today. He has published multiple orders requiring the federal government to basically force schools to allow transgender students to use the bathrooms of their choice and to put boys on girls' sports teams.
Yeah, all of that's right in our face. So, I mean, my view is most conservatives say we see right through that, but you still think that they're able to still hide even a bigger agenda?
Right. Well, that's what you're getting from these corporate media types. They are constantly spinning this narrative that Biden is avoiding the culture wars when all the evidence points to the opposite. And of course, what you'll see in their articles is they never cite anything that Biden has actually done. They'll cherry pick quotes from speeches that he's done talking about other things. They'll point to the COVID relief bill and say that's what he's focusing on. But they ignore everything that he's actually doing with his executive power.
I agree with that. I do. And you are right that you got two different media groups out there. I'm no longer calling it mainstream media. Since they've got the Democrats in control of both houses of Congress and the White House, they're no longer, quote, just carrying the water as they used to for Democrats while Trump was in office. In my opinion right now, rather than MSM, Main Street Media, we have SCM, state-controlled media. And it looks to me like they're carrying out directions immediately from the White House, someone in there, whether it's Biden making the decision or not.
And what we see here, you know, like you said, these far-left policies that Biden is promoting are not popular with the American people. You look at polling and studies, it shows Americans want the government to be focused on the economy, common sense growth, that kind of thing. They don't want all of this. And that's why the media, the corporate media, is trying to spin this to pretend it's not happening because, you know, fundamentally, if the people believe Biden is focusing on race and transgender and all of these cultural issues, that's not what the American people want. Not what they need, but that's all Biden is delivering right now.
Well, you even point out in a piece you wrote talking about some of the political reporters, I believe that, let me make sure I got the right source on this, that basically saying that Biden's managed to dial back the culture wars. I don't see any dialing back.
No, not at all. Quite the opposite. You know, like I said, he's issued dozens of executive orders that are overwhelmingly on what you'd call culture war issues. But of course, the media ignores all of them to spin the narrative that he's not doing anything that he's actually doing. What they're doing is lying to our face. It's the old gaslighting trick, right?
Right.
We're looking at what Biden is doing, and they're telling us it's not happening.
Well, look at it this way, though. They are, in their, the way they're doing it, they're preaching to the choir. Just like in many cases, you and I right now, with most of my audience, we're preaching in the choir. So everybody is doing their own cherry picking and putting things forward. But there still seems something extremely sinister in what you're suggesting here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not just, you know, you have your opinions and probably most of your audience shares your opinions to some extent. But that's different. What the media is doing here is outright lying about the facts.
Well, and to that extent, I took note that, of course, Caitlyn Jenner now says she's in the race for the California governor, was, of course, Bruce Jenner, transgender, and she made the statement the other day that in her view, women, or rather biological boys, should not be competing against girls, female-type sports, because it's wrong, it's not fair, and she is quickly, which she had been the darling of the left, now being thrown under the bus. Joy Reid was saying she's a hypocrite for being a transgender person and then denying others the opportunity to go participate in sports.
And that, you know, that right there, that transgender issue is exactly one of these culture war issues that we're dealing with. Biden has promulgated 3 executive orders about transgender issues, and yet the media pretends, again, that he is doing nothing on the culture wars.
How do we cut through, let me be direct, how do we cut through the BS?
I mean, you got to go right to the source. You want to see what Biden's really doing? You go look at his executive orders. They're right online. You can read them all yourself, and you can see just how radical his agenda really is. But if you're going to get your news straight from, you know, the New York Times or the Washington Post, you need to know that you're not getting the full picture, and in many cases, you're being actively lied to.
Well, at the same time, I mean, we have them. There's so many balls in play right now that I think in many cases things can be lost. I mean, we just don't, you can't keep your eye on everything. It's a 3-ring circus. He keeps it getting bigger and bigger. You're still counting the clowns come out of the car, and the elephant just took a big, you know what, in the center of the ring, and that's causing some concern and odor. And folks are just, where do I look? How can I get a handle on this?
Yeah, I mean, you're going to have to go to news sources that you know are trusted and are not going to be spinning a political narrative. So you're going to go to the smaller sources. You know, the Heritage Foundation, where I work, runs a news website called The Daily Signal.
Right.
And you're not going to find political spin there. But that's you're right. You're going to have to look harder if you really want the truth. But ultimately, at the end of the day, what you got to do is just refuse to accept at face value that the media you're getting from these corporate outlets is truthful. And you just have to take it all with a grain of salt. And if you're tempted to believe something, before you do, you should do your own, you should look into it for yourself to make sure that you're not being lied to.
And in addition to the quote media, the corporate businesses that are playing the game on the side, acting like they are for the country, but like reference what we saw happen with the Georgia election law, how Coca-Cola and Delta had to make statements and MLB pulled the game. I mean, they are all playing the same game as well.
Right, that's right. And that whole campaign was based on a lie. I mean, the Georgia election bill is a common sense reform that is no more extreme than what many states have had. And look, if you're going to get your news from corporate press releases, well, I can't help you.
Can't help you. I agree. Well, very quickly in our closing minutes, so your reaction today, the so-called Facebook Oversight Board that decided that, Facebook violated some of its policies and they should not have given a permanent ban on Trump and they need to review it in 6 months. Really mean anything or just more noise?
You know, I haven't had time to look at it hard yet. But, you know, one thing I did notice in the order was that it looked like Mark Zuckerberg had tried to pass off responsibility for his policies onto this board. Mm-hmm. And the board said, no, you're going to have to go back and act. You have to take responsibility for your actions. And, you know, to the extent that that's what the board said, you know, that in the opinion is good. I don't know about the rest, but they're absolutely right. This is Mark Zuckerberg's company. These decisions are his. He owns them.
Do you think the board is really independent, very quickly? Do you think it's really independent, or it's still kind of like any regulatory agency becomes an object of what's supposed to regulate?
You know, I haven't. You know, I don't have the expertise at this point to say that one way or the other.
All right. I very much appreciate your time, sir. Glad we could get you on board.
My pleasure.
We'll do it again. Giancarlo Canapero, Heritage Judicial Expert. So coming up, I want to share some emails and texts I got, but also how the left continues to throw racial slurs around, and they don't have a problem with it. We'll explain.
This
is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Well, I was taking care of business early this morning. I mean, I had gotten behind on catching up on some emails, and then I found a whole bunch of messages, even back to December, that I hadn't gotten to, and I'm sending out notices and apologizing, and sometimes it's my fault. Sometimes, yeah, I get flooded, and a message gets lost, one even from my brother. I'm going to owe him another bottle of Knob Creek or something, I'm sure. And then one response came back to me today, said, oh, my God, I saw a message as soon as I got up this morning at 5:30 from Larry Connors. I thought, did I drunkenly text Larry last night? No, it was a reference to something he sent back in January. I've got one here from listener Tom saying, I was at the Capitol on the 6th. We were behind the Capitol building, 30,000 or so. We had no idea there were 200 criminals on the other side trying to break in. And I wish I'd seen that then, but at least now you know it's very equivalent and replica, I should say, of many of the stories I've been telling you, that a lot of people were there. They had no idea what was going on. And I'm finding still others that I'm trying to work my way through. I don't know how some of them got put off that long. If you're one of them, I truly, truly apologize. I had one say that they are finding that millions are getting, quote, those free government cell phones. Remember, you were going to be getting those for, quote, emergency purposes if needed, and also now a free tablet. And the question being raised is, are they going to use that to be listening on us? I would have to say, to answer your question, if you're getting it from the government, I would think either they might well do that. Also, what Bill had written in is good to have the Marine on as your replacement yesterday. He's talking about Colonel Jack Jackson filling in for me the other day. And Jack had said, you had to come in and do damage control. He said, you need to teach me how to be a better radio host. I said, well, it'd be a lot easier, me doing that, than you trying to teach me to land a jet on a Harrier, I mean, a jet on an aircraft carrier. You can walk away from my radio show. Sometimes you might not walk away from my other. And numerous other folks are sending me messages of what they were trying. You know, we were talking yesterday about trying to get people jobs, find them. We're talking about masks. That's right. It was talking about masks, people driving around in masks. One wrote me a note, which I saw after the program. He said, I'm at a service station. He said, the person pulls up by themselves in the car. They're the only one out the service pump, pumping their own gas. They're wearing a mask. No one's anywhere near them. He said, it makes no sense to me. I agree with you. Here's something else that, if you're really concerned about racism, would it make a difference to you which party? You shouldn't. There's a Texas congressman introducing a resolution condemning the Democrat Party in the Lone Star State because they are allowing one of their party officials to keep his job. This is after that same guy called Senator Tim Scott, Republican of South Carolina, an Oreo. Texas Democrats are not condemning those remarks made by a county Democrat Party chairman. Obviously, that's a racist remark. They won't condemn it. So now this Texas congressman, Pat Fallon, Republican, said, I want a resolution to condemn that racist remark, and the county party's refusal to accept his resignation. Yeah, he had offered to resign. They said, no, you don't need to. You didn't do anything that bad. And then Congressman Fallon, the Republican, said, had a Republican chair made this remark, Democrats would be in the streets demanding his or her resignation. If the Democrats didn't have double standards, they had no standards at all. You're absolutely right. And I said, Congressman, it is Congressman. I thought it might be state representative, but it is a congressman. They've had plenty of time to condemn that, call it out. And has there been any major voice on the Democrat Party leadership? Pelosi, Schumer, Waters, Cory Booker, have any of Harris, Biden, have any of them said, don't call a U.S. senator an Oreo because he's black and happens to have a different political view than you? No, there's been no condemnation. None. We can't get past this racial division if we're not going to call it out every time it exists, regardless of which side is guilty of it. Racism is very, very simple. If you think by the color of your skin, you are superior to someone else or because of the color of their skin, they are inferior to you. You are a racist. There's no doubt you are a racist. But what we're teaching kids by some of I see from the progressives and the left, that'd be okay. They can go ahead and call a black man an Oreo if he has a different view than you. Really? You can't just defend your side. You got to defend the overall principle that racism is bad. That is one thing I'd sign on with. I won't sign on to BLM because I think all lives matter. Aside from anything else, I say all lives matter. But I will sign on to end racism. I'll sign that any day. End racism in every stage, every level. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, the leadership of this country cares more about illegal immigrants than Americans. You knew that, and we'll prove it. Stand by, please.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.